Welcome to the She Wears Armor podcast. I'm your host, Heather Lauder. I'm a daughter of the king, a wife, a mama to six, podcaster, coach, and advocate. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse and a former family law paralegal. I know you thought getting away from your abuser would feel like freedom, but now it seems like staying would have been easier. You're not only battling your ex, now you're up against a broken justice system, agencies that are corrupt, and dealing with officials who act like you're a bother. You are emotionally and financially drained and don't know how much more you can handle. If you're ready to build and implement a strategic action plan for your high conflict court case, find healing after toxic relationships, and learn your true identity in Christ, go grab a caffeinated drink, a notepad, and that favorite pen you probably took from someone, and let's get cracking. Welcome to episode 6 of She Wears Armor. Today, I'm going to help you understand the divorce process better. We'll look at the two different parts of divorce, and I'll give you an overview of how the process flows. I'll also share with you 21 helpful tips to help navigate you through this difficult time. Also, I'm going to share today the most important piece of advice I can give you. It comes from my personal experience and my professional experience as a family law paralegal. So let's get into it. Please be aware that any advice provided is not to be considered legal counsel or therapy. I am not a licensed attorney or therapist, and my responses are for informational purposes only. For specific legal or therapeutic concerns, please consult with a qualified professional in the respective field. Hey guys, before we dive in, just a quick reminder. Please share this podcast with your friends, screenshot it, share it on your Instagram and Facebook, and be sure to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out and a thank you. Make sure you're following all of my social media accounts to keep up to date on what's going on. I would also love to discuss some of these topics with you and get your ideas about what you want to hear on this podcast. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hit the follow or subscribe button so you'll receive notifications when something new is happening. Please, and most importantly, take a minute to give me some stars and write a little review on Apple iTunes. This is how you can help other women find my content. The ranking will boost me up in the algorithm so they can get the help for themselves or someone they love. All right, let's go. Divorce is one of the hardest transitions that anyone can go through. It feels as if your world has been shaken up and turned upside down. Even if you're in a destructive marriage and want to get away from your abuser, you're leaving the comfort of your normal, and that can cause you to have fear and anxiety. There are many, many feelings involved that can keep us from doing what we need to do. Then, all of the feelings that come along with being thrown into a broken court system, people that you don't know and don't know you are deciding how your life is now and how it will be in the future. That in itself is overwhelming. And now you must manage the journey of divorce and all of the other areas of your life that require attention. Today, I'm going to share with you the parts of divorce and give you an overview of the process. I'm also going to give you 21 tips and, most importantly, the one best piece of advice I could ever give you. In episode 1, I talked about the types of divorce and the types of challenging marriages. Now, I'm going to tell you about the two parts of your divorce. There are two significant parts of divorce that are actually going on at the same time: the legal divorce and the emotional divorce. And it's essential to navigate both parts properly for the best outcome. The first and probably most obvious part is the legal divorce. The legal divorce is the business transaction of the process. This process will include building a legal team, gathering information, deciding upon the financial, legal, and custodial outcomes, negotiations, and settling on agreements. You'll be living with these settlements for the rest of your life, so it's imperative that you manage this process around the outcomes you desire rather than your emotions that you're feeling. This part of the divorce can be done pro se, which is on your own, but normally it's worked through with a legal expert whose job it is to advise you through the process. And that's not just an attorney any longer. Divorce is really a business negotiation that should be focused on the issue at hand, not the emotions you're feeling or about the individuals, but about everyone's best interest. The second part is the emotional divorce. This is the process of coming to terms with and managing all the emotions that the transition of divorce will cause. It's your personal journey toward creating your new life. How you manage your emotional divorce will truly have the greatest impact on not only your legal divorce, but on what your new life will look like and feel like. You must be careful to not allow your emotions to affect the legal and property negotiations. Your emotions have to be dealt with separately so that an agreement can be reached that takes into consideration what's in the best interest of the children and both parties. You shouldn't try to navigate your emotional divorce on your own either. You've got to find support at the beginning of the divorce process. It's great to have family, friends, and your church, but sometimes this can turn your divorce into the focus of your relationships. That's why a trained counselor can be really helpful, and a Christian counselor is worth their weight in gold. All right, so that's the two parts, the legal divorce and the emotional divorce. So now let's move on to the three sections of the divorce process. I'm going to give you an overview, a quick tour of the process. We'll be diving deeper into this as we get into episodes, but today it's just going to be a quick overview. The first section is the before filing. So before filing, you're going to need to find good counsel, research divorce laws in your state, learn how to protect yourself, gather your financial information, deal with your debt, and understand how to grow your credit. The second section is the filed and pending. This will be where you file your divorce, you create your ideal financial proposal, you create your ideal parenting plan proposal, and you negotiate your settlement. And then you have the third section, which is after divorce. You will transfer ownership of assets, prepare clear financial records, and create a new financial plan. So that wraps up the three sections of divorce. Now, I understand there is so much involved in these three different sections, but I just want to give you an overview, an idea of what you're looking at. So it's before, middle, and afterwards. There's just a lot going on and a lot to take care of. So that's more of what we'll get into in future episodes. But now let's move into my 21 tips to help you get through the divorce process. Number one, and we discussed this in an older episode, should I stay or should I go? You're the only person that can make this decision for yourself. You need to take an honest look at what your marriage really is. Is it challenging? If so, to which degree? Disappointing, difficult, or destructive? Are you able to work on your expectations and create better communication to make this marriage work? Do each of you need to go to counseling on your own? Or are both of you willing to do marriage counseling? Or are you in a situation where there are repetitive patterns of behavior that are oppressing your growth? Is there abuse? Make a decision and create a plan. What are you going to do moving forward? Number two, stash cash if possible. Come up with creative ways to put money away if you don't have access to your own money or a joint account. You can do things like grocery shopping rewards, rebate apps, side jobs, and this is especially crucial if you're being financially abused. Number three, get educated on how the divorce process works in your state and even your county. There are general statutes, but you also need to know your local rules and procedures. You can find information through your local legal aid, library, or through researching on the internet. Just be aware of your browsing history and how to remove that if you need to. It's important to know legal terms and definitions too. Number four, document everything. This is especially important if you have children. If things are hostile between you and your spouse, communicate everything you can in writing. Use text, email, or some of those co-parenting apps like Our Family Wizard so that you can easily keep a record of how the conversations are happening. Normally, this is admissible evidence, but that depends on your area and what's going on in your case. If you're going to keep a journal about what you're experiencing or feeling, keep that separate so that it's not subpoenaed into evidence. You don't want that. Remember, he can do this to you too. So be careful what you're communicating because it can be used against you. Number five, find out if you can record conversations in your state and if it is admissible in court in your area. This can be some of the best evidence because you can hear the inflection in someone's voice versus guessing what the inflection or what the meaning of a text is. Number six, if you've moved out, get an alternative address. It's best to get like a P.O. box. This serves as a way to keep your ex from intercepting your mail, and it's pretty important if you're trying to hide from an abusive ex. Number seven, pay attention to your technology. If you have had phone accounts together, go get a new account on your own. If you've had a phone around your ex, have a professional check it, unless you know how to check it to make sure it's clear. There are ways to have information from another's phone sent directly to you. All your texts, your location, everything. Also, your social media. Make a plan. Are you deleting or blocking your spouse, his family, his friends, your in common friends? Will you be deactivating your accounts? Will you just leave everything the way it is and pretend nothing's going on? What is the best decision for you? Side note here, be careful what you post. It can be used in a courtroom, it's embarrassing, and it can be detrimental to your case. Number 8. I went over this already, but it's worth repeating. Part of the divorce process is legal, a business transaction. Even if it feels like it's tearing apart your family or a covenant, you are merely separating assets and liabilities, just like you would if you were separating a business. You can deal with the mourning and the emotional healing separately. Right now, you need to protect the future for yourself and your children. 9 is set up boundaries with your spouse and his family. Number 10, interview several attorneys if possible before deciding who you'll hire. Now, some attorneys charge a consultation fee and some don't. So that kind of depends on your area, but try to interview different ones to get a feel for who they are and how you're going to be able to work with them. Number 11, learn to negotiate. You need to know ways that you can compromise with your spouse. Is there something you know that he wants and you can trade out? Find win-win compromises. Number 12, make a list of what is important to you. What do you currently need? What will you need in the future? Little things add up, so make sure you think of everything. You have to think about how things can change for your children over the coming years too. School, extracurricular activities, everything. 13, get all of your financial documents in order. Decide how you'll keep them organized. Get a copy of your credit report. You can get it for free. Make sure there's nothing on there that you don't know about. Create a spreadsheet of your budget, your assets, and your liabilities. You need to create a picture of what your financial situation is so that you can make good decisions on alimony, child support, and post-separation support. Number 14, after you have your financial picture, start working on your future now. Start creating a budget for yourself for after your divorce. Where will you live and how much will that cost? Plan for how you're going to handle this. Work on your credit. Divorce usually hurts your credit score, but you can try to make up for it by maintaining your income and paying your bills. Educate yourself on all financial decisions. Number 15, retirement is in your future. So what will you do? Especially if you won't be splitting any retirement funds, you need to know. You may have to cash your retirement out right now for living expenses. You are looking at doing life alone now, so plan for your future. All right, we're at 16. So what are you going to do about work? Will you have to go to work if you weren't already? Will you go back to school? How can you earn an income or supplement your income if you'll be financially provided for through maintenance or other support? 17, do not sign anything until you are fully in agreement. You should never feel pressured into signing anything. This is your future, so pay attention. All right, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. 18, avoid knee-jerk reactions. You have got to pause, pray, and process before you respond or make any decisions. 19, speak up for yourself, even if it is hard. And even to your own people, the people on your team. This is your life. 20, don't isolate yourself. Stay connected to family and friends. And finally, 21, take time to take care of yourself. Now, on to my most important piece of advice. What is the best piece of advice I can give you after my time as a professional family law paralegal and from my own personal experience? Make time with the Lord. Be in His Word. This must be your first priority. Everything that happens outside of this is affected by doing this. How you manage every aspect of your life will trickle down from this one thing. Let me explain it. By walking closely with the Lord, you're going to be able to manage your emotional journey, which will have the greatest impact on the legal and financial outcome of your divorce. You're going to be able to create the most peaceful and amicable divorce possible because, believe it or not, it's a conscious choice. And you're going to have a foundation in which to stand on to make all of your decisions instead of being on shifting sand. Every divorce is different and it has its own challenges. But what happens in the divorce process is more within your control than you believe. Your choices and decisions will help lead you to the outcome you want. Therefore, it is critical to be living your life according to Scripture, walking hand in hand with the Lord. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. This verse is often taken out of context. Paul's comment is specifically referring to the ability of a Christian to endure hardship and persecution. This text does not teach that a Christian is empowered to accomplish any task simply because they're saved. Paul often endured harsh treatment and was in need frequently. But in this verse, he joyfully declares his confidence that God will allow him to endure anything. Paul's words mirrored the gospel teachings. Let's talk about that. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Paul also declared in Romans 8:31 that if God is for us, who can be against us? Jeremiah 32:17 states that nothing is too hard for the Lord. Job 42:2 declares that God can do anything. Followers of Jesus know that with God, nothing is impossible. From the parting of the Red Sea to your difficult circumstances, God provides on time, in His time, every time. We can have confidence just as Paul shows us he does by his writings. In 2 Corinthians 3:4, he says, "Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God." He says in 2 Corinthians 7:16, "I rejoice because I have complete confidence in you." Galatians 5:10 says, "I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is." And finally, Ephesians 3:12, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him." So see, by making time to be with the Lord, being in his word and walking with him, you're going to have strength and you're going to be able to endure hard times. And you can do that with confidence, just like Paul was talking about. I want to make sure that you understand this, because if you make making time with the Lord your priority, this whole process is going to be a little bit easier on you. All right, sisters, as we come to an end of today's episode, I want to leave you with these words of encouragement and hope. Divorce can be a painful and difficult journey for many. But in these challenges, there is always room for healing and restoration. Remember that God's love for you is unchanging, and His grace is more than sufficient to carry you through any trial or tribulation. If you or someone you know is going through a divorce, I urge you to seek support from trusted friends, family, and professional counselors. Surround yourself with a community of faith that can uplift and encourage you during this time. Above all, remember, you are never alone. God promises to walk with us through every season of life, offering comfort, strength, and hope. Let's hold fast to His promises and trust in His unfailing love. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be back next time with more insights and discussions to help you navigate life's challenges through the lens of faith. Until then, may God bless you abundantly and may His peace reign in your hearts. Hey sis, I can't even begin to explain how much it means to me that you are here and listening to this show. I am beyond grateful for you. If you enjoyed it or learned anything today, share it with your friends. Screenshot it, share it on your Instagram and Facebook, and be sure to tag me in it so I can give you a shout out and a thank you. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you are following all of my social media accounts to keep up to date on what's going on. I look forward to discussing these topics and hearing your ideas on what you want to hear on this podcast next. So, find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hit the follow or subscribe button to be sure you are receiving those notifications when something new is happening. Please, and most importantly, help a sister out. Take a minute to show me some love. Give me some stars and write a little review on Apple iTunes. Send this Jesus-loving, truth-spitting, regular old country girl to the top of the algorithm so other women can find my content to help themselves or someone they love. Thanks so much for listening in, y'all. Remember, friends, forgive your enemies, it messes with their heads. Until next time, love and blessings, Heather.